How many people saw it now?
Very few. Couple of people in New York, went to the art theater, but didn't get a general release. And all exotic, new.
Well, I found out it was originally supposed to be Dracula, but they couldn't get the rights.
Mm-hmm.
Browning had already gone ahead and started writing it, and they just put a stop on the whole thing. That's why it sort of was going to be Dracula.
Now, I had heard in Tucson, Arizona, at a same thing that you attended a year later, that there was a print of the film in San Francisco, or I know it had been shown in San Francisco about 5 years ago. So they asked me what films I wanted to see. I said I'd like to see The Blackbird and London After Midnight. So when I got there, they said, we got The Blackbird, but London After Midnight, the print is somewhere in Boston now. We couldn't get it here in time.
There's a print of London?
That's what I was told.
We had them track it down up there.
Right? Mm.
And by the time the studios got to him, he claimed that he didn't have the manuscript.
Well, they keep claiming it's not so many things. It is not, by today's standards, a very exciting film, but visually, the shots of chaining and the shots of the moldering house are very good.
Yeah, you like the book. I got a hold of all the set stills and all the nice scenes.
Yeah, I say, where do they get all the stills if there isn't more copies of the film around, though? Like, I know MGM Grand for London. I went up to MGM Grand, and they had this little showroom down at the bottom, and they had plenty of stills from the movie. But, you know, where do they dig up all the stills if, you know, if there isn't copies of the movie floating around?
Oh, the studio has. They shoot the pictures for that. Separately.
Just still?
Yeah, they don't.
No. No, they're always pulled separately, and at that time it was a very important part of the business. People went up to all the movie magazines and scored so many lobby cards. And they had oftentimes stills which were a little bit different from the action films. If you see a book called Films of Laurel and Hardy, you'll notice in the text specifies that oftentimes these stills are not exactly what occurred on the screen. And I saw a couple which I know were not. For example, in Habeas Corpus is a shot of a couple of cops carrying Richard Carle out of Spread Eagle, but he didn't exit that way. He exited on his own feet doing a fandango. But it made a much more arresting still. So I did it.
Would you like to see The Unknown?
I've never seen The Unknown.
We're going to go, we have a kind of like a German subtitle. I don't want to make arrangements to get a screen.
Great.
Sorry.
But you let me know. I would love to see that film. That's a film that I've waited to see. And there are two other chains I'll never see because I guess they really are lost. Wild Harris Sleeps, in which he plays the man proprietor of a French waxwork. And yes, and Blind Barker.
Is that Blind Bargain I put together too?
Yeah.
That one in the commentary.
Well, you know, Blind Bargain got terrible reviews. Absolutely damn. I read the reviews.
Those
were a little before my time, before the time I went to.
Are they both by Todd Browning?
No,
or
neither.
Someone,
neither. Morris Cronier, I think, did Wild Harris Sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Worsley did Blind Bargain.
Worsley did Blind Bargain, yeah.
Wallace Worsley.
Mm-hmm. I'm regretting him because I heard about him again about half a dozen years ago. He was still working Universal. And I wish somebody tracked him down. Another guy that worked at Universal too that they didn't track down, Walter Ford. Virtually no name, but a fine British director. And prior to that, a comedian in British films like Carol Lloyd. Did several features. But he did Choo Chin Chow, he did Rome Express, he did a lot of
right.
You asked about cocktails a while ago. The waiters will take your order inside.
I see. Well,
would you like, are you interested in that film, Mr.
Pan? Megapan?
Are you interested in this film? Would you like to see
it? Yeah, very much. Lots of ketchup here. Wasn't interested.
I've heard a lot about the unknown Crawford.
I did, yes.
She told me that she considers Chaney the best actor she ever worked with, and taught her so much. But that's just a part. You know, it was 2 years when she got into this, and she said he was such a patient and a wonderful teacher.
She's going to do the introduction. She said, once I
three.
Put the book together and send it to him, show it to the Indica.
Oh, good.
Arnold Gillespie did it.
But I've got all the scripts and Cheney, Mrs. Cheney family gave me all the original draft scripts and all the books.
I'm glad to know you're on that project.
I'll let you know about the end. We'll have to get somebody that's German to translate it.
I wanted to see that Red Smith down there saying, I sent a message for you. He said, number one, he could use a little more of your positive thoughts. I think you said you would send to him. And he wanted to know if you would write an essay for him at 5 cents a word, taking Dirk Mossig apart.
Yeah.
He said he only wants about 100 words, though.
Never. I will never get in the middle of things. Dirk is a friend of mine, Red is a friend of mine. And to get in the middle of those personal.
That was a joke of his. He said he'd pay you 5 cents a word, but he only wanted 100 words.
No, this is a. I'm sorry that there is this kind of internecine warfare going on.
That is.
Lovecraft would have deplored it. He been too
did
happy.
You notice the small essay that Dirk Mossig had just reprinted recently? Lovecraft talking about feuds in the amateur press.
Yeah.
He stuck that in there. Actually, the little feud they have going, Reg is doing it with humor.
Yeah.
He respects Dirk, but Dirk is taking it very seriously.
Excuse me, what's your table number?
My
table number.
I have no idea.
You have it in the back of it here.
Christopher Lee.
You better believe it. The thing is, the only other still.
He's on one.
Why?
So I'll just see it, right?
We're back, number six.
I will see you.
Yes. I'll go in and sit down and get ready for lunch.